I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Welcome to A View from the Stands, a podcast series in which we discuss the new normal in the world of sports. I'm Aditya Iyer, and with me is the national sports editor of HT, Rudraneel Sengupta.
The new podcast, which is A View from the Stands, finally does have a view which is not, empty grounds and vacant seats. So, Rudra, are you thrilled with the fact that sport is back?
Yes, absolutely. Sport is back and we can go back to our usual routines. For me, it's Arsenal losing another match. I feel normal again.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people are like, this is the new normal, but why is it the same old stuff for us, right? I mean, with Arsenal fans, but... Yeah, for our listeners, of course, like we're talking about the fact that the English Premier League returned last night. I somehow managed to sit through all 90 minutes of it, of the Arsenal game especially. And the big, we'll of course come to what they were wearing in their jerseys and all of that very soon.
Right.
But I'll tell you what got to me almost instantly, right? Because we could hear the soundtrack of... the crowd being played in the empty Etihad Stadium. But the beauty, and I read this somewhere, is they weren't actually playing it on the ground to inspire the players. This was life imitating art, which had already imitated life. They were playing the soundtrack from the EA Sports FIFA 18 or 19, which, of course, was a recording of previous football matches that they'd put together to make sure that game seemed real enough for the fans to play it. And now they use that same soundtrack for a real football match.
We live in strange times.
Precisely.
Yeah. Wow, this is a very, very strange. And the thing is that clearly a lot of work goes into this, recording this and for the sound engineer to actually work with this sample. It's almost like an old-fashioned hip-hop R&B mix going on here.
Absolutely.
You have to switch sounds according to what's happening on the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Because
you've got a bad tackle, you've got to have some booing, celebration. Right. Because I saw also in the La Liga matches there being some kind of a projection onto the seat so that when the play is on and the camera is on a long view of the ground, what it looks like is that the seats are all filled.
That's right.
So, yeah.
No, I saw something very similar in another event. I'm not sure where it was. I think it was baseball in Korea. That's what it was, where they put gigantic teddy bears on all the seats.
Oh. So it's the first started by putting gigantic sex toys in all the seats, right?
We're putting gigantic what?
Sex toys. Gigantic sex toys. The top Korean baseball team completely well up for it, and they had to issue an apology and they had to pay a huge hefty fine.
That is brilliant. I wish they never replaced the sex dolls with the teddy bears, but fines are fines. The whole point of sport coming back now at this point is so that they can make some money and continue their form of revenue at this point. To get fined for putting sex dolls is not a good way to leak money again.
No, not at all. That's how it runs. But from the very lighthearted to something much more serious.
That's right.
I don't think I had ever seen this happen before. And of course, I saw Colin Kaepernick do it, but that was only, I don't really follow American football, so it's not like something I watched live. But yesterday, I actually got to see all the Villa players, all the Sheffield players, and the match referee, everyone take a knee before a game. I don't recall a mass protest of this kind in sports in my, you know, of my history of watching sports. So for me, this was incredible.
And how did that feel like you? Yeah, precisely. No, really well put. And also, Tommy Smith was way before our time, right? That was 1960. So none of us, and I'm guessing a lot of our listeners also weren't born at this point. So we've just heard stories of protests, and American sports manages to elude a lot of us even today. So Colin Kaepernick, of course, made it. He was a great NFL player, but became renowned worldwide for the stand that he took 2 years ago, and then Nike made him even just amplified that protest of his worldwide. But to see it in sports that we watch, including in cricket. Okay, let's finish with football first. With the Premier League yesterday, it wasn't just them taking a knee. None of them wore their names on the back of their shirts. All it said was BLM or Black Lives Matter with the number of their jersey to recognize them. That was it. I mean, unified in protest. It's amazing to see some sports unified in protest and some that honestly don't care, and it hurts a lot. Cricket is the one that doesn't care. At all, at least Indian cricket, most certainly. The team doctor of Chennai Super Kings was, for just raising his voice on what's happening on the LAC right now, was suspended. Right. So when someone like Darren Sammy comes along and says that, in your greatest institution, which is the Indian Premier League, I was called by a racist name. And not just that, I was lied about what I was being called.
It is shameful, but also you have to, from where I look at it, it's not just India. I mean, of course, India, we have a very peculiar problem. That we are, actually, this is what it looks like to me, is that we are a very racist country. We are completely in denial of ever being racist. Ask anybody, nobody would know. We are not racist, but we tend to label people according to caste and class and race all of the time, everywhere. But also particularly in sport, this is something where we've always heard, and we've grown up hearing this, and I have never believed it. I don't believe it now. I believe exactly the opposite, that sports and politics should not mix. And politics has no place in sports, or sports should not be part of protest. And we've seen this. I mean, worldwide, this is what it is like. Tommy Smith, for example, who you spoke about, was ostracized throughout his life for taking a stand.
That's right.
Colin Kaepernick, who was one of the, he was a fabulous quarterback in 2016 when he took a knee. He never found a team again.
Yeah.
He never played.
He still hasn't found one, but he perhaps will after this lift.
Yes, now there's a different kind of thing that we're hearing, different noises, but the point was that, and this is what makes it so great to actually see unified stances being taken by the Premier League clubs, is that they are actually going against this kind of age-old argument that sports and protests and sports and politics don't work, which is why we have such rules everywhere. Every international sports body has a rule against protesting. You can't do this, you can't do that. The Olympics have a very, very strict rules and laws about what you can, about protesting. I mean, you can't protest anything at all at the Olympics, maybe. And Tommy Smith, for example, going back again to the 1960s, when after he did this, the IOC chief at that point had asked for his expulsion from the US team. And the US team had refused to expel him, but they did expel him from the Olympic Village. And the thing is, nothing has changed really. The Olympics are still like that. If you do something like this, you will be expelled. And I think this is a very odd thing to for me to face, because the Olympics are very, very political. This is where all these big nations come. The way the Olympics work and why Beijing got the Olympics at a certain point, or why, you know, so all of these things are very, very political, and this is a place where all nations come and meet. You know, the US boycotted once, Russia, the USSR boycotted it once. So there's always been politics. It's only when at a national level when you have the politics, it's fine. When at an individual level you have to do it, then you're going to be suppressed.
That's right.
I think that's a very big mismatch of power.
So there is still hope, and there is hope in cricket as well, because I hear that when the West Indies tour England, I think they've already landed in England, but once the Test series begins, either the end of this month or the beginning of the next one, they're all going to take a knee. And it might be easy to say that, you know, again, something like this comes easily to the West Indians who have used cricket to protest in the past. In 1976, of course, you know, they were all outraged at Tony Greig's statement where he said he's going to make them growl. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Viv Richards, in fact, completely turned it on, not just with runs on the field. I think he scored more than 800 runs in 5 tests and also hit 2 double centuries, including his highest score of 291. He also wore the red, gold and green armband, right? I mean, these colors signifying all the treasures that were looted from Africa. Red being the blood spilt, gold being the, you know, the gold in the land, and green being the forests. You're going to see every single West Indies cricketer, at least in the first test, take a knee in this series. And that's really, I mean, it just like rekindles hope for all of cricket. And especially
kind of
Indian
awareness cricket. In Indian cricket.
Exactly.
Right? It's some kind of awareness about what is, that you should not be labeling people according to their skin color.
Precisely.
And, you know, like, because there is no
other. Or even casually, because you saw what happened. Exactly. You saw what happened in 2008 with the Monkeygate scandal, right? It's been seen as a big win for the BCCI against Cricket Australia, which is not just my opinion, I mean, the exact opposite of it. I mean, because it's not the way to view it at all. I mean, it wasn't a win. We cheated the system while using a racial slur and got away with it because we just flexed our financial power. But anyway, I think it's much better to end this episode on a good note, which is there is still hope. And as always, it's West Indies leading the way.
Yeah.
So, sports is back, and so are we, and please tune in to our next episode.
This was an episode of A View from the Stands. Do like and follow us on at HT Smartcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or write to us on podcasts@hindustantimes.com. You can listen to more podcasts by logging on to htsmartcast.com.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.